Previously on Into the Yonder Void, I killed Gith, and I stole an axe, and then I used that to kill Gith. And I also used Rev to kill Gith, and Rev loved it. And also, Fee exploded.
What else is new?
The D20 Syndicate presents Into the Yonder Void.
Welcome back to the D20 Syndicate podcast.
Hey there.
Sorry, I didn't want to interrupt your little sad trumpet.
It's the concession march that J-Lo is doing for her tour right now for her new album.
Like an unconfident trumper. Just like, does this sound okay?
Quietly, like, I don't want to be too loud in case I mess up.
I'm so sorry, J-Lo.
But they're so loud. So even quiet, it's just like
I'm sorry.
Trumpeting with question mark?
A bi-weekly Dungeons & Dragons 5e actual play podcast. I am your host and DM, Seth. And around the table, we have our players.
It's me, Billy. And I'm playing Nez.
I am Tomas. I play Gil.
Oh, hi. It's me, Lindsay, and I play Fee.
And I'm Michaela, and I play Can.
That's right. Every other week we record for your listening pleasure. This is episode 112?
Correct.
Yeah.
Season 2, episode 112. Now it's time for tonight's Around the Campfire question.
Fucking hate it. I hate that.
I won't do it again. I was just saving it for the campfire.
For tonight's Around the Campfire question, imagine you are challenged to a contest of skill by a fey creature. You're allowed to choose what the contest is. What do you choose and why to make sure you'll end up on top?
Ooh, this is a fun one. Where'd you get that?
I thought of it.
Nice.
On
my
the drive
brain.
Here.
Good job, Seth Brain.
Good thinking.
Yeah.
I got the song.
That's so fun.
Devil Went Down to Georgia stuck in my head. And that made me think, oh, contest.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's sick. I like it.
Okay, and we're going to start with Can.
What kind of creature?
Fey creature.
Okay, it would either be surfing, sewing.
You got to pick one.
Or hand-to-hand combat.
The Holy
you
Trinity.
Most of that at the same time.
I saw that movie. It's called Surf Ninjas.
Yeah,
exactly. God, I love that movie.
I'm going to say sewing.
Yeah, why?
Because if things go south, I can take the needle and just stab.
Psycho.
All right. Excellent. Okay, thank you, Can.
You're welcome.
All right, next up. Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's fine.
Okay. Fee.
That's me. So with this skill, do I have to consciously be trying to be good at the skill?
You would pick the skill because you think that you can do it better than this fey creature.
Okay. Accidentally knocking people out.
Accidentally?
Yeah. I'm really good at it, but I can't necessarily know when that's going to happen. But if, like, we're trying to do that, if that's the end goal, I think I can be pretty good at that. I made some really, really smelly fuck-up potions. It made a lot of people pass out. If they're, like, walking by, just...
So accidentally knocking people unconscious, you think you could defeat a fey creature with that?
Who is trying to do that as well, yeah.
Trying to accidentally.
So, no. Like, chaotic alchemy.
Maybe, yeah. An alchemy off.
All right.
But you don't know what you're doing.
How could you
I see me, where this could go.
Yeah.
You get your shit together and you both have to try to make something that's going to knock the other person out first.
Yes.
Just randomly.
And it'd be me, but I would have to be trying to make something good and then it backfires.
So we tell Fee that she's trying to make something.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm good at that.
Thank you, Fee. Mm-hmm.
I feel like you're going to lose that, though, regardless.
I think we'll both knock out in
the
end.
Making conscious
but...
decision to enter a tournament where you have to accidentally get to the point where you're making the thing happen.
Look, I'm really good at it.
So are the Fae, though. That's what I'm saying. Like,
but they don't get to know what they're doing. This is just random.
Mm-hmm. There's an element of surprise for all of us, so...
I mean, in that contest, it doesn't really seem like anybody knows what they're doing.
Nez.
I think I've been getting really good at cooking, and I think I could enter a cook-off with a fae creature and possibly come out on top.
All right.
Specifically potatoes.
I found this book.
Potatoes, potatoes, potatoes by Potato Potato.
Von Potato.
McSpud's bird.
By
Sin the third.
By Popo.
Nez is having a stroke.
Potato.
And last, I don't know why I was going to call your character Gabriel. Gildebrand.
Gabriel's my third unknown brother.
Yours is the sword of Gabriel.
So I don't know if everyone knows, but I am a fae creature. I have my fair share of experience with said fae creatures. And I've had my fair share of challenges with them. A lot of bats. They love bats. And
bets. Yeah, that's what I heard.
Oh, me too. Yeah.
The name of the game is finding the right fae that you know you could outwit and outbeat. There was this red cap that I know, and I bet him. I don't even know what I bet him. It might have been bragging rights or access to more shrooms, but it was how many campestries can you fit in your mouth? And campestries are these little mushroom guys, and they like to sing. Red caps are a lot smaller than me. This would also work for like a Corrid, but I just kept shoving them in, man. And he just couldn't fit them in his tiny little cheeks. And he can't grow big. So you have to know these things about the Fae so you can take that upper hand. Like, I knew I could fit multiple tiny singing mushroom men in my mouth.
Do they all sing in unison in your mouth?
They were singing, yes.
Help staying us! Alive, staying alive!
They were singing until they stopped.
Oh.
Help me, this guy's eating us alive!
Ooh, ooh,
help me!
The airship was being ripped apart by both Portal and Giant Creature, and Bon Iver was there. It's winter in Wisconsin, and shit was popping off real mightily. And when we left, you guys heard a creature speaking to you. Well, at least
laughing
one of
at
you,
us, right?
Yeah, one of you heard.
Oh yeah,
Fee creature
from Wings,
the Fee Wild,
heard her own name being mentioned.
Oh yeah, it was like perplexed that you were here.
It was like Fee, like that.
I think it was more sultry.
Do it
and confused. Fee,
that's sultry.
Is that
how you wooing the ladies, man?
I don't have a sultry voice.
I'm a sultan.
I'm a sultan.
Assault us with your
assault us
with the sound again. Like hit us with
Fee,
it.
Hey, is that you?
I just came.
Fee.
Fuck.
No, Fee.
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 So yeah, no.
This podcast sucks.
Is that how it ended?
Yeah.
They said my name, Fee. What are you doing here?
It's just a voice.
Yeah.
Oh. Do but I recognize it?
Is it about to be revealed, the source's voice?
I don't know. Everybody shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that's hard.
As we begin, I need everybody to give me a dexterity save.
Ooh. Oh, shit.
Come on, lady. Come,
come on,
lady.
Skinny dice.
25
shit.
Is my number. Shit. 25, baby.
9.
Yours minus 20 for me.
Physical dice, how could you?
But make it crazy town.
14.
Okay.
5.
5, okay.
Oh.
What'd you get, Gil?
25.
25, okay.
9, yeah.
All right, so...
Got iron hooves and they're growling.
Can you donate some of your, like, deck save?
Nah. Mm.
Do you hear that noise? That's my hooves.
So, as this voice speaks to all of you, including Yuffie, Gil, you are the quickest to see this. Your eyes move the fastest. You see another portal open up in front of the ship, directly in front. Can, you're outside the ship. You see this portal open up as well. Nez and Fee, you guys do not see this from where you're at.
Does it look like a bad portal?
With such a good dexterity save, I will allow you to give me an arcana roll.
Ooh.
It's a portal to Rhode Island.
And Can, you can also give me an arcana roll if you would like.
Since I'm a Fey Wanderer and have experience with portals, can I get advantage on it?
Yeah, sure.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. 21.
Okay.
How are the vibes?
18.
Vibing.
18?
Yeah.
Can, from your position...
The other one was 1.
So, yeah, good job. Okay, actually, Gil, from your position, you can tell that this is a this is obviously a portal into a different plane. It looks very dark. It's pretty hard to tell which plane it is.
Detroit.
But you get like a not a familiar vibe from it. Can, with your roll, you can see that this is a plane of darkness. You're not sure which plane of darkness with 21, but you're positive that it is not a malicious plane.
Hmm. Wait, from what I know about planes of darkness...
There's multiple.
Are they typically good, bad, fun,
they can,
boring?
They can be kind of all over the place. They are typified by the fact that they are basically different degrees of like absence of light. Any plane of darkness is going to be, it could be like really dim there. It could be completely black there. You just know that there's not going to be any sunlight there if you are to enter a plane of darkness. And that darkness could also be like magically constructed mists. But this looks like pitch.
It's
in there.
The Harkonnen home planet. Mm.
And you said that it's a shadowy plane that I'm not familiar with.
Correct.
Mm.
You guys, I'm going to do a thing. Hang on. And I'm going to steer us right towards it.
Okay. Can, since you are the only one currently outside of the ship, what would you like to do as you suddenly see the ship begin to directly go toward this?
Can I get back on the ship?
If you disengage and you give me another...
I guess, what am I doing right now?
You were still in combat with these.
Oh, I thought they were all dead.
There's one left.
His name's Gerald.
He was on the ropes.
Oh, I guess if he, yeah, you wouldn't actually have to disengage because you're not within 10 feet or 5 feet. So you could, if you give me an athletics check, or I guess flying, give me an arcana check just to see if you can push yourself to the limit to get back to the ship.
Arcana?
Mm-hmm. And since you rolled so well with your dexterity save and your arcana save before or check before, you can have advantage.
Well, good. That was a natural 20.
Yeah. Nice. 22. Okay.
Hell yeah.
So, yes, would you like to turn and fly right back to the ship?
Yes.
Okay, you turn and fly right back to the ship. Fee, you just heard that voice in your head, and then it was just kind of like silence after that.
Hello? What the fuck?
Who you talking to, Fee?
Did you hear that?
I didn't hear nothing, no.
They said, Ophelia, what are you doing here?
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty common statement from where I'm standing.
Oh, shit. I don't even know. I'll just, like, look around. Is there anything that I'm seeing that's, like,
you're
obvious,
still in that
like
little,
a person?
You're still in that little section of the crow's nest? Mm-hmm. No, you don't.
I don't know. We can, like, think back and forth to each other, right?
Yeah.
Did you guys hear the voice saying, Ophelia, what are you doing here?
I heard a lot of things.
Sounded, like, kind of menacing and scary.
No, we all heard our own names, right?
You all heard, like, laughter. She was the only one who heard her name.
I heard something, but I didn't hear your name.
No, but I wasn't paying attention.
I didn't recognize. Okay.
Pause. This is all going at that 6 seconds. And then Nez, what are you doing? You were basically like avoiding that, like sheer getting slashed off of the ship by that side checking portal. Did you leap into that hole, in the deck?
The hole in the hole.
Mm-hmm. I thought I was still on the stairs leading up to the deck.
You might still be there then. What would you like to be doing now that you see, you hear?
What's going on? I was concerned with the Elysian Knights and protecting them.
Yeah, they fell into the hole.
Okay.
That's why I wasn't sure if you went in.
I will do that then.
You'll jump into the
hole? Can I communicate with Woat telepathically? Or is it just our party members?
Who is connected? Is Woat connected?
Oh, goddamn. I think it was...
just you four.
A certain amount of people that
just
I could
just the core
do it.
Four.
Yeah.
He's still by you. You can shout to him.
Okay.
Stay safe, Woat. Maybe stay below deck. I'm going to go make sure the Elysian Knights are okay.
Okay.
You just run off.
Are you just going to jump in?
Yeah.
Okay.
If I have to, I'll use Misty Step.
Okay.
I'll show into the pit.
Let it all Woat. These are the things I could do with Woat. Come on.
Okay, so Gil, you steer right toward this portal. Everybody else is
I activate
like,
the nitrous.
Fast to furious.
And then
suck my dust, monster.
Can you get inside? You fly back into your hole. Nez, you jump into the hole. Fee, you're still in that little
the hole just leads to the bottom of the ship and you fall out.
It does the Battlestar Galactica, like, zoom in on my body falling.
It's like a toilet.
Poncho's just flapping violently in the wind.
In my face. You can't even see it.
Your staff is, like, trapped in it. If only I could cast a spell.
Like somebody trapped in their own fucking parachute.
All right, so you steer into this portal, Gil. And the nose of the ship goes in, and you watch it disappear as it goes in, and this portal consumes you guys.
This is gonna make so many people mad that just, I'm deviating us further again from.
I feel like
our destination.
Explaining this campaign to Elijah, I realize like I don't think we've accomplished like a thing.
Nope.
All side quests.
We saved the Elysian Knights.
We
made a lot of enemies, but we did save the Elysian Knights, and we completed Hennifer's side quest, at least.
We saved the Basidi.
You know
we
what?
We saved the Basidi village.
We did.
That
so
was
really early
over
on.
Over a year ago.
Yeah,
we learned how to smoke.
Hmm?
I learned how to smoke.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
From that kid gang.
Yeah, from the Mushroom Children.
The Mushroom Children.
We have... accomplish like the greatest goal, which has been having fun. We did that.
Get out of here.
Yeah, we are. Okay, we're in the portal.
You guys are in the portal. One of the things you see, though, as you pass through the portal,
as
Gil,
the port?
Anyone who was on deck, they are immediately vaporized as they pass through. Holy you watch them like shit.
Okay.
Oh, no. I thought I got good vibes.
What?
I thought I got good vibes.
You did get good vibes. You got
got good vibes.
You got non-malicious vibes.
They didn't. They did not pass a vibe check, apparently.
Ooh.
Well, I can't be blamed for that.
Who was on the deck? Isn't random... V technically on the deck? She's in the crow's nest.
She's in the crow's nest in a separate chamber before she climbs down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's but
everybody,
enclosed,
right? But everybody, that one is, but everybody on the other side, Fee, you hear like screams as you guys pass through the portal because the window is open and they were just standing out there.
Was there Pothead friend? Was there Plug on deck?
No!
Let's not worry about that.
Well, I guess we'll find out.
Prince?
I'm worried about it.
Let's take inventory of the survivors when we arrive.
The rest of you guys are fine as you pass into this plane of darkness.
Shit.
I fell into a big plane
Gil,
of darkness.
Gil, what you see immediately is nothing. Can looking outside of the ship. Everything inside the ship is like, well... there's some light from it within, but outside it's bleak and black. Mm. You can't see anything. Nez, give me a luck check.
Never.
Ocho. Okay.
You are a warlock. You can get an invocation that allows you to see in magical darkness.
Really?
Yes.
God, there's so many things I could be probably doing.
Crumb has dark vision, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I think so,
too.
But yeah, I mean... Magical darkness?
Nez, you can have an opportunity to, if you roll another d20 and tell me what it is, you may have an opportunity to not take damage.
And if I don't tell you what it is?
you probably just take damage?
Shit, 15.
15, okay. Yeah. You can misty step if you want.
Mm.
As you are plummeting down toward at least 30 feet. And you see that you're like this hole opens into what looks to be like a barracks area or like a large dormitory.
Okay.
And there was a chance for you to land in a bed, but it does not look like this is that opportunity.
Not gonna happen. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I will do a quick misty step.
Okay.
And am I shrouded in darkness at this point?
Where you're at right now, no. But if you were to look up, you would see nothing but darkness.
Interesting.
Outside the ship.
Do I see where the Elysianites landed?
Yes, you do.
I'd like to misty step next to them.
Okay,
I feel like if you fell 30 feet onto a bed, it'd still suck.
It'd still suck. Probably.
It would cushion it a little bit.
Yeah.
Also, be funny.
Yeah.
Look, if Jackie can survive the shit that he's gone through, a fucking dragon man, I'll be fine. I might break my tail, though.
You misty step right next to them. And you see the armored individual with the white with the white scarf laying unconscious next to the Glimmer Knight and the Ash Knight. All three are unconscious. It is a wreck inside here, though. It's a large dormitory with a bunch of busted beds and a big scorch mark where you land because that ray burned its way in. Up.
Okay, gotcha. Is it like, can I do stuff?
Or? Yeah, you can do stuff, 6 seconds worth.
Oh, okay. In that case, I believe I have, yes, I still have one. Hell yeah. Okay, sweet. I do have one superior healing potion left.
Okay.
Ooh.
So I would like to... If I can divvy that amongst the three of them.
Yeah, is it actually on there? Or okay.
This is in my notes from something that we got from Flora.
Let's see what you would be able to do.
Damn, I mean, it's multiple D4s of some kind. I would
have ran away from our warrant.
8 D4s plus 8. So, 4d4 plus 4, if you were to divvy it up between the two of them, we could also try to divide it into 3 if you want to do it.
Yeah. How many 8d4?
Yeah. So
plus 4?
Mm-hmm.
So then it would be 8d4 plus, so it would be...
Just get your total number and then divide by 3.
Exactly, yeah, that's what I'm doing. 25 divided by 3.
Yeah, 25 divided, that's not
25? Eight.
Yeah, 8 and some change. Mm-hmm. We can round down if you want.
Yeah, let's round down to 8. So each of these can take, they'll be restored 8 HP. So they are all rough, But you divvy it up, and they all look at you, Nez. They're just, and the Glimmer Knight's like,
well, that was rough. Thank you.
Yeah, we gotta get you guys to safety.
And they all kind of look around. Can, you are in this little pocket room with the busted open side to it. What would you like to be doing?
Can I see anything?
Not outside, but inside you can still see. It's dim inside this room, but you can see.
Do I think that if I go onto the deck, I'm going to die?
You don't know. You didn't see anything that would indicate that.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to go try to find others.
Okay, so you're going to head out the hallway?
Yes.
All right. And then, Sophie, you're in this room. You can continue your conversation. You were trying to communicate with people. Give you.
Is everything turning dark? What the fuck is happening?
It's all cool, man. I just drove us into a shadow plane.
Did you hear the screaming? That didn't sound cool.
Yes, I did hear a little bit of screams, but it was not us, so we are fine.
Where are all of you?
We are all on the ship.
Well, oh my god. Gil.
Little room.
Oh.
I've fallen through a crevasse in the ship. I'm helping the Elysian Knights.
Oh. Is it safe to move around anyone, though? Like is this air gonna kill us or something?
Why don't you send Chrome out?
Oh. Hey, Chrome?
Yeah, what's up?
So, we don't really know if this air is, like, safe to be in. Would you want to be a brave soldier and soldier out into, like, the space to see if I can leave this weird little room?
Could you be the canary in the Chernobyl mine for us, please?
Just, like, pop your head out and then...
die?
Yeah, yeah. You know what? I ain't afraid of no air. I breathe air all the time. Check it out. I'm breathing air right now.
That is pretty good air breathing. I have some good faith that it'll be okay.
All right. I'm going in.
All
right.
He looks at the crack underneath the door. He's like, cracks his knuckles, like pushes his sleeves up, and then he goes right at it.
Yeah, it seems a
little...
And you lose that connection to Crumb.
So we lost Crumb. I don't think we can be in this air.
All right, hunker down.
Am I stuck in here alone?
If you are in there alone, yes.
Shit.
But you could probably... I don't know the layout up there. Is there inside the ship outside of that room? Because you could probably go further inside the ship.
Is that true? Can I, like, go in?
Yeah, you can. There's an interior ladder.
Okay. All right. I'll start to make my way down the interior ladder. We're okay. Up?
Hmm?
Am I going down or up?
Down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then, Can, you're just walking through the hallways inside?
Yep.
All right. You see a lot of scared people that are, like, huddling and trying to figure out what's going on. You see some people running around, and you hear somebody say, like,
no one go up to the deck. You will die immediately.
But, like, why?
We don't know.
I didn't think it was that bad, personally.
Well, it was. I saw my friend get disintegrated. Charlie, he's dead now. That sounds bad.
Sorry, Charlie.
Did Charlie get disintegrated, or did Charlie just get, like, moved to another location?
I don't know.
Well, I haven't heard about any claims doing something like this.
That was a very pregnant bomb.
I loved it.
Okay, so you continue walking. As you continue walking, you see a multi-armed, multi-eyed shape. Woat! Comes walking up toward you.
Hey.
No, oh, hey.
Woat, there he is.
Nez jumped in a hole.
Why?
I think he was trying to save those knights.
Oh.
And then I saw a bunch of people on the deck through the window get vaporized.
Poor Woat.
I heard about that, but was it vaporized or did they get to another location?
I don't know. They screamed.
Well, sometimes I scream in glee.
I guess it's possible. Are you going to check it?
Well, not if I'm going to get vaporized.
I don't want to get vaporized, too. I mean, possibly.
So what do we do then?
Well, I don't know. I can't spend my whole life on this ship. I need fresh air.
So what do we do?
Well, I was going to go try to find somebody who knew a little bit more about this plane.
Oh, is there somebody on board that knows about this plane?
I have no idea.
Okay, so should we walk in a particular direction?
I was just heading this way.
Okay, I'll join you then, if that's okay.
I guess.
He, like, holds his hand out.
Oh. I take it.
A couple of weird spider freaks.
My sweet
baby boy.
I take
it with my spider hand.
Yeah. And he does as well because he has no other options.
So where are they in reference to me?
You have no idea.
Okay.
Gil, you're just staring into the void, smiling.
Yep, exactly. I was exactly going to say that. Like, they say it's all normal. But I'm going to try and, like, even the wheel so that it's, like, kind of, like, steering us straight.
Okay.
As far as I'm aware.
Yeah, and it is just pitch black outside. Like, it is
tapping the artificial horizon on the ship.
Then I'm gonna go up to the gift guy that I murdered.
Okay.
And I will search his body for things.
Okay.
While humming briskly.
Okay, you've got that orb.
What orb?
That he was using. It's an orb of magic missile.
Oh, okay. Ooh, yes. Okay, I'm gonna add it to my...
It's a good.
There are five charges left out of 10.
Okay.
And it replenishes every day.
So 10 charges a day?
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
But at the moment, 5. You find a small hand-sized box covered in symbols.
What kind of symbols?
Give me an intelligence check.
Webdings. Hearts.
11.
Do you speak Infernal?
I do.
Okay.
Oh.
It says jewelry box on it.
Aww.
You also find a wax cup in his pocket.
Tight.
And it's got a little wick in it. You find 5 silver pieces, 1 gold piece. But you do not recognize the coinage. Mm. You just recognize the metals that they're made out of.
Okay.
You also find a wand, and it appears to be damp.
Avada Kedavra.
Damp. Like perpetually damp?
Yeah.
Like if I wipe it off on my leg?
Yeah, it's still damp.
Gross.
That's, like it's supposed to be damp? That? Is it sweating?
Secreting.
No clue.
Is it water?
It appears to be some kind of water. It's damp.
It's dank.
I am curious.
I'm going to squish his face a little bit with my hoof.
Okay.
Just insultingly, in case his spirit can see. And then I'm going to look around the room for, I'm assuming there's some sort of... I saw the captain use, like, a communicator that would allow him to communicate with the whole ship.
Yep.
And I'm going to find that.
Okay. Yeah, you walk over pretty easily and find this, like, basically kind of like its own separate little podium with, a glass dome that has, like, swirling mist inside of it. And you remember seeing him, like, press on it, like a buzzer in a game show.
Attention, crew of the ship. I know not what the name is. It has left me. I have saved us all. I steered us away from sure imminent doom and have led us into a portal of salvation. We have incurred some losses, but every battle of strife is not without its losses. Unfortunately, your captain has been one of those losses in this fight, and his dying wish was that I Gildebrand Molani, take up the helm as your captain. Now, if you all do as I say and as I lead, we will all get out of this alive. And that is a Gildebrand Molani guarantee.
Oh, fuck, we're all doomed.
For all further inquiry, please see Nezra Kazia. He will answer any of your questions. Thank you and have a good day.
And in the darkness.
I like tap it to see if it stops doing it.
Give me
shit, I can't
give
turn
me an intelligence.
This off.
These fucking idiots are going to listen to me.
Oh no.
How the fuck do I turn this off? I can't figure it out.
It still says on air.
You have no idea if it's on or off.
Nah, fuck it. And then I'll think to Nez, I'm like, so I don't know where we actually are. And, Nez, you're a book guy. You find out shit. I need you to do some very hasty research on portals and finding other portals when we are trapped in a plane that we do not know how to get out of.
Search it on the Googles.
I'm on it, Captain.
Nice. That sounds nice. Feels right. And then I'm just going to fucking find a chair and sit at the helm of it.
All right. So, Nezra, you're sitting here with two of the Elysian Knights and a very stoic Elysian Squire. They're kind of like getting their bearings. The Ash Knight, though, looks at you.
What the fuck happened out there after we fell?
We seem to be... The series of events as I've come to comprehend them are thusly. We were attacked by Gith ships. Gith Yankee boarded us. They attempted to take control of the ship. A portal opened up. Somebody specifically attacked you three. There was a large surge of power in the form of a single beam.
And I point up at the hole, motioning generally.
And then another portal opened up in which we steered into, and from what I've gathered, it sounds like the crew and everybody on deck vaporized or disintegrated. And my captain has issued me an order to... research portals, and so if you are all within, you know, standing condition, I would urge us to move to whatever version of a library the ship may have, whoever seems to be the most knowledgeable or has the most scrolls about portals on board.
Well, that's an interesting quandary that we're in. I do not appreciate this. An unfortunate aspect is that we are unable to get to the library. The only way to get to the library would be to exit one section of the ship, walk across the deck, and get to it.
Do they have their weapons on them?
Yeah.
I killed them.
Would you be... what's the word? Susceptible to the idea of maybe...
Amenable.
Easily manipulated. Would you be amenable to the idea of redecorating, possibly?
Glimmer Knight looks around. Well, I can't see how it could possibly get any worse than this.
We may need to make sacrifices to move about the ship freely for now.
Is that fool that you were with actually in charge of this ship right now?
If by...
It's the confidence. If you just say you're mayor, you're mayor. If no one else disputes it.
I ran unopposed.
If by fool you mean my courageous captain, Gildebrand Molani, which you are... sorely out of line.
Watch yourself.
Then yes. And I suggest that we put a move on it. Or as my courageous captain would say, shag ass.
Give me a persuasion roll with, you can have a plus five.
Sick.
Hey, that was good.
Can I gift him my, BAM card inspiration?
You can do whatever you want with your BAM inspiration.
If you think it's not enough with what you have, then you can use my BAM card inspiration.
I think we, we'll give it a shot. We'll give it a shot. 15.
You can see that they're, like, calculating this. Let me see here. High or low?
High.
I should have brought the dice popper. Damn it.
Okay, the Glimmer Knight puts his hand on the Ash Knight's shoulder.
Yelly, let's, I think in moments like these, it's important to understand that there's got to be a system involved. We don't know what's going on. They know more than we do, so maybe we should just kind of, you know, roll with it until then. And she just, like, moves her shoulder.
Yeah, guys.
Fine.
This Hell yeah, not, Sam Elliott Knight. Yeah.
This better not end up getting any of us killed.
You are already fucking dead if it weren't for me.
Well, lead the way then.
All right. And Nez just kind of looks around. Do I have any clue where
I don't think you've been this deep in the ship.
Which way would the library be? Do any of you know?
The fully armored Elysian Squire, like moves their head around, picks one direction, and then just starts clanking off in that direction.
Onward!
And Nez points with his hand outstretched.
And you guys follow.
Very tenuous.
Fee.
Yes.
You gonna start climbing down?
I am.
Okay, you start climbing down this ladder.
Why did I get rid of my only companion in the darkness?
It's like it's like dim in here, but you can still see inside this because there's like mage lights and stuff. So, yeah. But yeah, you climb down, you get to the next section down, and there's a door that leads, you know, below deck.
Okay. I think I'll open the door.
Okay, you'll open the door. Yeah. You see lots of people in the hallways, like, running around, and some people cowering, and there's a lot of confusion.
Yeah. I'm gonna frantically just, like, walk past them, trying to see if I can find any of our crew.
Somebody reaches out to you. Do you know what's going on?
I don't! Just pushes them out the door. I'm just confused.
Ah, get off me, you fucking goblin!
Are you guys, like, okay?
Yes, we're just scared.
Yeah, just none of you go outside.
We didn't recognize the voice of whoever is taking over as captain, so that's also confusing. Is it the Gith?
Oh, God. It's not the Gith, but he...
It ain't much better.
Yeah. So, it's fine. I can help guide, I think. I mean, I don't really know the direction, but at least morally guide. It'll be okay, I think. Anyway, I'm gonna keep going. Just, like, don't go outside. Bye.
Okay.
I'm keep booking it. Like, right. Just trying to find anyone familiar.
So you come up to a, not a T intersection, but a crossroads. You can keep going straight, but there is a hallway that, that goes left and right. You can maybe try to discern which direction you should go.
Yeah. Do I recognize this part of the ship at all?
You were here earlier, but in a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
So if you give me a survival check, you might be able to tell.
Yeah.
A lowercase T hallway.
I'm a survivor. I can survive if I roll okay. Nope.
100.
How did you get it under there?
Oh, what did we call it? Not Malort, the Marshal.
I don't know what the fuck that means.
When we were
that
playing
means.
That flicky game. And
oh,
then
Mulligan.
Mulligan. Mulligan?
No.
I know. Shit. Okay. That
Marshall?
Seven.
Malort?
Seven? It was chaos and confusion when you were doing it, so it's hard to tell.
Oh,
shit.
I guess I can go like a book, do left to right. I don't know. I'll go left.
You'll go left?
Yeah.
All right, you head left. Can, you and Woad are walking hand in hand down the hallway. Where are you guys heading?
We're just trying to find other people who aren't afraid.
Okay. You're encountering a lot of people who are afraid right now. That's like the majority of what you encounter. Give me a perception check.
Afraid
Gil's
is
speech
the vibe.
Was also kind of scary.
Yeah.
Like that didn't ease worry.
Perception.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Channeling a little Mussolini there.
Yeah. A little bit.
23.
Okay. You're moving along, got Woat in tow, and you start making your way. You find a staircase that leads up to the next level, and as you're walking, you spot Fee just kind of wandering down the hall quickly.
Oh, hey.
Can! And I'll run at Can, hug them. Are you guys okay?
Yeah.
I think we're all right. Is everybody alive? I haven't seen Lube in a while.
Crumb died, but he can come back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Crumb comes back. Sorry, Woat. I should have led with that.
Okay, yeah. That
you might not have known.
It's just like a brief reprieve.
It is. yeah, I don't even know who all died other than, like, some people that were in the crow's nest. Accident. Turns out you shouldn't make holes in windows
in airships.
Do you think
Nez and Gil are alive?
So Nez and Gil are alive.
I guess I heard Gil on the
announcement. Gil is control of the ship, so I mean that's...
But you know that Nez is alive? Scary.
Oh yeah, because we could hear everyone in
that,
right?
You just told me that he was in a hole.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Nez is okay. And I think he saved the fucking Elysian Knights.
That's it. That sounds like a good thing, right?
I don't know. We could have ran away from our warrant. That would have been
fun. I
don't
want a job.
I don't want a job either. I already have a job, and I'm not doing it well.
I've never really had a job.
Well,
you can help me sell things on my card.
It's cracked up to be. Let me tell
you. Two different vibes.
Yeah. If you want a job when things are like better and we're not in some weird dark plane, I have a traveling cart, and I like to sell things, but I get kind of busy, so.
Okay.
Well, let me tell you, if you're gonna get a job, don't work for somebody else.
Except me. I'm a great person to work for, I think.
Can shakes their head.
I'll teach you the welcome song. It's really fun.
Okay, maybe we do that later, though, when there's not a ton of bad stuff happening.
Yeah. We should probably, like, find everybody.
So, I think I saw Gil in the captain's quarters thing.
Yeah.
Nez jumped under the hole.
Mm-hmm.
But you say he's alive, so he's probably somewhere in the ship.
Yeah. Probably.
Can you guys communicate with each other?
Yeah.
Should we coordinate that way, baby?
Sure.
at you.
Yeah, I wish we could give you a little branch into this, but
that's okay as long as you communicate.
Yeah. Hey, Nez. Hello, Nez. Are you there?
Hello.
Nez.
Oh, hoi, hoi. Nez. Go for Nez.
Business news.
Do you know where in
business.
The ship?
Yeah.
Do you know where in the ship you are, Nez?
Time is money. What do you want?
So now.
Something.
Stonks. Show me the money.
I'm your motherfucker. I'm not entirely sure where we are, but we are headed toward the library.
Oh, are we headed toward the library, guys? I don't even know where we are in reference to things, I don't think. Kind of familiar, but not fully.
Are there fucking signs on the walls?
That would be helpful. Whoa, really?
Okay, yeah.
We're
just at the mall.
You guys
are
here. You guys were just like, we're just walking.
It's got the hospital, like, colored line.
Where are we?
You are in the area that you're in has a sign that says, Cantina, and that points to the direction you guys are heading. Mm. And there's one that says library, heading in an opposite direction of you guys. Nice. There's also one that says bridge, and it's pointing in the same direction as the cantina.
The cantina does have drinks, but I mean, if Nez is going to the library. But we also don't know how long it will take him to get to the library.
Let that fucker read. We're going to go get fucking drunk.
If it were, like, on the way, I would say, like, maybe. But if it's totally the opposite direction, I guess, like, maybe we should find out if we're going to get vaporized or no.
Yeah. So...
So,
cantina?
Library.
Library. Okay. just checking.
Hospital?
Right.
Trash can.
Okay, then we will, we'll go towards you, Nez. We're going to make our way to the library.
Okay, we'll see you there.
We're kind of by the cantina. I don't know.
We are several floors below deck, and I'm not entirely sure we're taking actual routes. We're about to... I'm going to suggest to them, and I don't know how amenable they're going to be to it, but I'm going to suggest that we cut through walls.
I mean, there's already so many holes in this thing, so...
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah.
If it's like a question of getting their deposit back, it's not going to happen. Too many deaths.
I would recommend putting as little holes in the shape as possible, just because there's so many already, and I don't know how afloat we shall be.
Well, they'd be interior holes. They wouldn't be holes out into, you know, in the hull at this point.
They're not load-bearing holes.
They're not tunnels.
They're not hole holes.
Yeah, they're not. They wouldn't be holes in the actual ship's exterior. They'd be interior holes so that we can move around freely inside the ship without having to go outside the ship and potentially be vaporized.
We'll try and make them fancy, like an open floor plane.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Why the library, though, exactly?
You heard it, Fee. I told all of you guys.
Oh, you told all of them? I didn't know that. Oh, okay. Disregard all of that.
Oh, okay. Gil explains.
Write that. Okay, so make our way to the library. We are going to go to the library and find some shit about planes. See if we can figure out anything about this place.
Okay.
Do you like books, Walt? We can mock and talk. Let's go.
I don't know if I've read books.
Oh, can you read?
Yeah.
I could read my language.
Just imagining him trying to turn a page and just gets stuck on his hand.
We tend to leave messages in web, but since I can't make web, I can't leave messages. Oh. Sometimes I try to leave messages in rope. It doesn't work as well.
Oh my god, I'm going
to
teach Woat.
To read. Yeah.
We're going to communicate with Kipu. Oh my god, this is great.
I will help.
He is my adoptive son. I love him.
I will also help.
Who may be older than you? Who
knows? Yeah. Yeah. I love books.
It's a sling blade situation.
We'll teach you rote. It's fine. But maybe there will be pictures and that'll help.
And teach Woat to rope?
Too. So,
okay. Yeah. Okay, cool. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Very.
Yeah, library. Okay.
All right, you guys head toward the library. Gil, you found a place to sit?
Yep.
All right, the crew that's still left on board the bridge is kind of like all kind of gathering around you.
What are we doing? I don't think we could leave the bridge, but you're not steering the ship.
We're sitting.
Well, we seem to be on some sort of autopilot.
Are you sure about that?
Let me check.
Yep, we're closed.
Spinning in circles.
I'll get up and I'll check the situation as far as navigation is concerned.
Yeah, give me a survival check.
Yeah, he just does the Ron Swanson when he has his circular desk. Yeah. He just swivels.
Sir, are you listening to me, sir?
The sign said not to drink the water, and I drank the water, and then I got an infection.
23.
Yeah, it actually looks like it's just staying on target for what you had it set at.
All right. Okay. So going forward, don't make me get up if I sound like I know what I'm talking about.
I don't recall you actually being given command of this ship.
Do you know a better person?
I would like to do it.
Prove it. What makes you better at piloting and captaining this ship with this many people?
I've
been aboard this ship for 4 years. In the bridge.
It's a pilot off.
Well, I've been a captain my entire life.
For an airship?
Yes.
Give me a deception check.
Yes. Yes.
You're the man now, dog.
Use my inspiration.
Also, major kudos for remembering that lady's line about the infection.
It lives forever in my brain.
Like, fucking nailed it.
I just love the way she said it. And then I got an infection.
17.
17? He, like, kind of, like, takes a step back.
All right, then. Well, there's usual protocols in place, and I didn't...
I think we're well past protocol, son.
He might be older than you.
He's considerably older than you. I was trying to give him, like, an older voice. Yeah,
but I just look at him proudly.
Okay. Well, then, Captain, what would you like us to be doing?
Well, we need all hands on deck that know how to run the ship. Everyone else should go and take inventory of all who all is gone and who all we need to replace once we get to our destination.
Okay. Well, the only way off of the bridge without exiting the bridge to the outside is through a passageway. It may have been damaged.
Well, then you know what your orders are, don't you?
All right, men, we got to clear the passageway out of the bridge.
Yep, yep. Shag ass.
They all, like, run toward the back of the chamber.
Man, this is easy.
As you say that, Gil, you
son of a bitch.
You feel a hand on your shoulder.
Is it a gentle hand?
It's a gentle hand.
And I put my hand on the hand. Thanks, man. That I needed that. Things have been pretty stressful. Is this?
Okay, so, Gil, you put your hand on this hand and turn to look, and you see... So it's odd. As you turn, it's like you're not on the bridge anymore.
It's like
you're in blackness now. And there's someone standing in front of you. They're about 10 foot tall, massive, and their hand is on your shoulder very gently. And it's hard to define the features, but it's like an outline of shadow without any like discernible like facial distinguishing marks or anything like that. You just know that they're huge and they're looking down at you.
I'm not sure we've met. You're not my Gilloweth, are you?
I am not.
Cool.
I am the Elder Shroud, and you are in my plane.
Ooh. Well, from my point of view, you kind of let the door open, man. So we went in.
I was not criticizing you. I was just stating a fact.
I was also stating a fact.
Well, here we are both stating facts, then.
Do you got any more facts? Like, exactly where the fuck we are?
Yes. You are in the elemental plane of darkness.
Oh, that place. What is that place?
It is my home. It is where many things push through from the fabric of the planes, from darkness into light.
That sounds about right. Except that we went the other way. We were kind of in a bind.
I know that you did not create this portal to my realm, yet here you are.
Almost like it was meant to be. You want to take your arm off me, sir?
Sure.
He removes his hand.
Okay, so, you are the captain of your domain. I am the captain of mine. How do we best resolve this in a positive way, where we get out of your hair and we find safe refuge somewheres?
That is an excellent question. You are, of course, aware of what an elemental elder is, are you not?
My mom used to tell me stuff about you guys, but I to be honest, I was not paying much attention. But you may know my mom. Have you heard of Imelda Brody?
Give me a insight.
1, 2, 3, 4.
11.
11. There's like a shift.
Imelda Brody is your mother.
Indubitably.
I'm not sure if that's a word, but I don't know enough about words to dispute it. What is Imelda Brody's son doing aboard the ship inside the plane of elemental darkness?
See, funny thing about that is, and then I say the whole story. But embellishing so I look cooler.
Okay.
I leave the part where I fall off the rowboat at the beginning.
Give me a persuasion. You have a very distinct sense right now, Gildebrand, that time isn't exactly the same. Right,
oh, yeah.
Here.
It's got a certain feel to it when time stops. 18.
18. By the end, he's just like,
and you're going to Dragonwater now. That was
the plan, but I don't know how in the cards that is. It'd be great if we could go right there from here, if you know how to do that.
I could.
Oh, are we about to unlock fast travel?
That'd be so useful for us.
Oh, shit.
Gil becomes a patron.
Fuck yeah.
Another one.
Speaking of... Fee, I know you didn't mean to say that into my head, but I know these kind of things are deals with you type.
You actually can't communicate with them right now.
Okay, all right. I was going to bring that up. I know that this sort of thing, I mean, the Fae operate on reciprocity, and I know that a lot of shadow creatures follow a similar way of thinking. So, I mean, I would not be opposed to helping you with the situation, because I am a man of shadow myself, and I can go anywhere and do anything.
A man after my own shadow.
So you, like, want my pretty jewelry?
Let me see here. Okay, there is something that you can do for me.
All right.
There is an individual... in the material plane. He is hiding. He is a bit of a thorn in my side. If you promise to kill him, I will give you a gift.
Please don't be woke.
His name is Jesus Christ.
Happy Easter.
Is this gift conditional upon receipt of payment, or can you give me an IOU and hook me up now so we get out of this bind?
I could be convinced to do the latter.
Excellent, excellent. Who is this person you want dispatched?
The name is Veral. And
Veral?
Veral.
All right.
And Veral is an acolyte of the elemental Elder of Light.
Let me get my notepad.
I could be convinced to do the latter. Mm-hmm. Disrobes.
I'm waiting for convincing.
It's not going to convince itself.
Veral, acolyte of elemental light. Where can I find this person?
Last I heard, Veral was in Dragonwater.
Oh, shit.
Well, look at that. Look at that. That is excellent.
Look at
this
serendipitous happenstance.
So what do you know about this dude? Defenses, weaknesses, how can I, like, easily fuck him up?
If I knew that, I would have already destroyed Veral.
Okay,
I would like you to figure that out. Dispatch Veral. And if you are unable to do so, Then I will bring you back to the elemental plane of darkness.
Just me, Ace.
Who else?
That's what I wanted to make sure. This can be between you and me. No one else needs to know about it. I will keep it hush hush.
If you require any assistance, let me know by speaking into your shadow, and I can perhaps give you assistance in this endeavor.
Easy, easy peasy. Consider them dead.
All right.
You already told him your name, right?
Yep. And, like, his whole life story.
That would have come up, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Yeah. So you're not going to be like, knows, by the way, my name is Nazareth Gaziel. If you ever need to...
Just subbing me only by name. Yeah. Not by anything else.
All right. Then I shall give you a gift, Gildebrand. Shall we shake?
Absolutely. You have great hands, by the way.
As you shake, you feel like this burning sensation. Not super painful, but noticeable. And your chest traveling up your neck.
You had too much pepperoni.
Yeah.
Yeah, almost like heartburn.
Spice doesn't agree with me. That seemed important.
All right. You shall tell your friend, Nezra, to look for a book with a binding made of flesh.
Ooh. The Necronomicon! Yeah. The Nezronomicon!
Like people flesh, cow flesh, do I need to be specific? Ooh, will he know flesh. What I mean if I say that?
If he sees it, he will know it.
Excellent, excellent. Do you think I need to ask you any more questions, or does this sound good? Like, I feel like I got the good starting point.
I think this is good. Perhaps, once you complete this favor for me, there will be future favors that you might be interested in accomplishing.
Man loves a good amount of favors.
Yes, as does an elder elemental.
You know, I think we have the same vibe, man. I'm connecting with you and I'm feeling it.
I will welcome you back to the elemental plane of shadow at any point.
Sweet.
However brief.
I'm down.
I see no downside to this.
This is a lovely place. I love what you've done with the darkness here.
So that was the voice we heard, probably?
Nope.
You don't know.
No?
By the way, my mom has escaped her prison and might be running amok across the plains. Just
anyway,
thought I
bye.
Should let you know that before parting ways.
That is a great tip. I will, I'll have to do some sweeping. She's going to be stopping by.
Let me know if you hear about her, because I'm curious what she's up to as well.
Oh no, does the guy of the shadow elemental plane hook up with Gil's mom?
Is this going to be your new dad?
Yeah. He does not want that responsibility.
There's a lot of baggage. She's got kids.
All right, Gildebrand. Have fun.
What was your name again?
I am the Elder Elder Shroud.
Okay. Nice to meet you, E.S.
S.A.
Those says.
And then you're back on the bridge.
What a nice guy. Nez, by the way, while you're in the library, be on the lookout for a book bound in flesh. I think that's what you're going to want to look for. Just intuition.
Bound in flesh? Do we know what kind of flesh? What color of flesh?
You'll know it when you see it.
I'll know it when I see it. All right. How close are we to the library, guys?
The armored individual turns around and just holds up three fingers.
We are three fingers away from the library.
Like man fingers, or?
You'll know it when you see it.
Callback, I like it. Fee and Can, you guys follow your signs, making your way, and you get to the edge of the area that you would have to go out. You remember coming this way earlier today when you guys went to the library and you had that little had that little kibitz in the back room of the library.
So we also have to make some tunnel work. There's no back way?
No, you were just following the signs.
This is terrible design. What if it's raining?
Yeah. It probably hurt really bad because you'd be flying fast. You'll be above the clouds.
All right, stand back,
but
guys.
You have to go outside just to get to the library?
Yeah, it's a separate section. You got to walk across the deck.
I get what you're saying. Fucking walkways. We lived in Minneapolis. We know what's
up. I didn't design this ship. I don't know why you're mad at me.
Technically, you did.
Technically.
You don't know what anything.
Technical foul.
Eldritch blast a hole.
I've got my axe.
Tight.
My new axe.
Oh, yeah, you'd be back in your regular form by now, but...
My big fat axe.
So yeah, you guys have reached the doorway that would lead outside. What do you guys want to do?
Eldritch blast a hole.
Wait, not in the door.
No, not in the door. Like,
you can see the library from where you're at, but it's like 100 feet away.
Okay, so like, could we see where
in the walls? It's a separate building. I don't know why you're giving me that look.
I'm just amazed at the design of this.
So we
could. Feels purposely shitty, right?
So we can like make tunnels to go around into there, but like presumably and know where they would go.
I say let's give it a go.
Generally, you might have to roll some stuff.
Blast it.
I'll do that. Yeah.
Where are you blasting?
And then I started blasting. I'll start left to right, and then maybe we can make a little tunnel around ski.
Okay. You do know that there are hallways back that go to the left.
Mm. Oh, we can get closer?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get closer.
We'll do that. We'll do it smart.
Okay.
We decide after we blast the first hole.
This is all wrong.
Wait, did you see a hallway back there?
Okay. Did you see a hallway over there?
All right, so you head back and you head down a hallway?
Yeah.
All right. You keep kind of heading in that direction. Mm-hmm. Eventually, though, you find a group of quarters that... Give me perception check, both of you.
Okay. Hmm. Twelve.
18.
Hmm.
Okay. You're ready to walk right by, Fee. Nothing seems different. Can, you smell familiarity in this area.
Mm. Wait.
Hmm?
I smell weed.
You smell the familiar smell of... your stuff that you guys left on the original ship.
Nice.
In that chest.
My crumbs.
Oh.
And it appears to be one of the doors over here. If you sniff around a little bit more, you can tell which door it is.
Okay.
I open it.
You open it up, and there is a room with four beds in it. And in the center is a chest, and on top of the chest is a cat sitting there.
Aww. Snowball.
Oh, Snowball. Right. Yeah.
Shut up, Snowball.
Glad you made a cat. I won't poke you this time.
It's all our stuff.
That's true. That is good. So we've got our stuff.
My treasures.
Yeah.
My baubles.
My stuff too.
Yeah.
I stuck some marbles in there.
That was good thinking.
Mm-hmm.
All right, wait, so if we go through, does it share a wall with the library? This room?
Mm.
Or who are you asking? You're in character voice.
So. I'm asking you. God.
You think it's close, but you don't think it shares a wall with the library.
Okay, well, does anybody need anything while we're here with our stuff?
Well, I'll definitely make sure I have my pack with my tea stuff in it. I think that's a major thing.
I mean, we're taking you too, but you have legs.
just don't go outside, Snowball. Yeah, you'll die. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right?
What is wrong with this cat?
It's experiment 626.
Like have you explored where you know which room would be closest to the library, Snowball?
Do either of you guys have the ability to like actually speak with animals?
Two. I forgot about that.
Do I have it? Do I have it?
Ohana means family.
I don't think I do. That'd be a fun.
No, but I can speak with plants, and I can do animal messenger.
Snowball,
but nah.
Are you part plant?
Wait, you should be able to. You spoke with.
If she didn't prepare it though,
you're literally an animal. Sometimes.
Oh wait, there it is. There it is. Speak with animals.
Yeah.
That's also a ritual, I think.
Okay, we got it.
Wait, no, it's not.
Okay.
Yeah.
I cast it. Here we go.
Okay.
Whoops. Let's talk to this cat.
All right. You're going to talk to Snowball?
Yes.
Hello.
Ooh.
Oh. Hey, I didn't think that was going to be your voice. I thought it was going to be a little bit more like, hey.
I didn't think that would be your voice.
It's the voice I've been using this whole time.
It sounds different in my head.
Isn't that kind of cool how that works?
What did you want?
Tell Snowball I say hi.
Oh, they say hi.
Hello.
So, we want to get into the library, which is like right somewhere over there, but we're going to have to blast a wall to get through because outside, we'll disintegrate bodies.
Yes.
So we can't go outside. So do you know the path of, like, least resistance to the library?
Yes.
Oh, cool, cool, cool. Okay, can you show us?
Yes.
Are we gonna fit?
Maybe.
Okay, so you lead the way.
Okay.
And Snowball hops off the chest and slowly... makes their way out into the hallway.
I motion for everybody to follow.
Okay, you guys follow Snowball wandering along through these, like, through the hallway and then stops in front of another door.
Here.
Do we have to go inside here?
Yes.
Okay, I open the door.
All right, you open the door and it appears to be like a water closet, a bathroom. There's like a long rows of stalls, and it's got a nice smell to it. Weirdly, it seems like it's been freshly cleaned.
Is it occupied?
It is, as far as you can tell. No.
Some guys and they're like, "Hey,
which wall?"
Snowball walks along and then goes to a stall, and slips underneath.
Hmm.
I open the door.
He's pooping on the toilet. I was like, wow. Look at him go.
Good for you, Snowball.
This door actually doesn't open. It is either stuck or locked.
Is there there's a gap underneath?
A very small one, yeah.
Hmm.
Okay, I crawl down and take a peek.
Okay, you look underneath and you see there's no toilet in here. You do see Snowball, but there's just like this... like section of wall that has like a big gear symbol on it.
Oh.
Hey guys, can y'all fit under this?
I don't know. Can you like unlock it?
Can I unlock it?
If you were able to get to the other side.
Okay, I'll shimmy under.
It's too big for you to shimmy under, or too small for you to shimmy under.
Damn it, if we had crumb.
What if I did it like real small?
I mean, like transform?
I didn't mean that.
Oh.
Disc was in.
No, it's like it's like 6 inches, so I don't think you could.
Could Woke go over it with his little spideys?
It goes all the way up to the ceiling.
Fuck. Who of us is the smallest?
Can I cast polymorph on myself?
You can just do wild shape.
Well, I know I can do that, but I also just wanted to see.
Yeah.
Is it just like a?
Oh yeah. Snowball.
Yes.
Can you open this door for us?
No.
Fuck!
Oh, wait, why?
Unable to operate.
That seems like he didn't even try, but...
I think just use the axe. Fuck it. Jesus Christ.
That's true. Yeah, we could just open the door. So.
Start blasting. Yeah.
Is it just like a lock? Like a regular lock?
You don't know.
I use the axe.
You're going to attack it?
All right. That's a great idea.
Roll damage. Door.
They have way more privacy in this fantasy world than any public bathroom I've ever used has.
What do I add to hit?
Strength? Yeah.
you're not proficient at all with a great axe, and it's also a large weapon, so you're small.
Could I control the but I'm super strong. Eldritch Blast?
That's true. Can is super strong right now.
It's
oh,
not,
but
right
I'm not
now.
As strong
it's
anymore.
It's a mechanical thing, too. Like, it's just a too big item for a
sure,
small...
Sure, sure, sure. Yeah.
Okay, well, I rolled a 5.
Like, trying to
you
use
like
a ranged weapon at close
it
range.
Like cleaves yeah. into it a little bit, but it not enough to bust through.
Snowball, can you stand back?
Yes. I mean, Snowball could just come to this side.
Snowball does slip underneath.
Snowball does fuck off.
I'm going to try to control the Eldritch Blast to just go through the door to at least see what's there.
Okay.
But if it goes through, I mean, we're going this way anyway. So, okay. I'll just... And then I started blasting.
All right.
You get Robert De Niro face when you're like, but you know.
Cast and roll your damage for Eldritch Blast.
Okay. 17.
Why are you rolling a d20?
Wait, cast.
Just roll your damage. Damage. Yeah, just
He's
roll your damage.
You hit the door.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a door.
Oh, okay.
But you know when it's not?
When it's ajar.
Eight damage? For one.
Okay. First one hits it. It, like, you can see that it does a decent amount of damage, especially with Can having cracked a little mm-hmm. bit in there.
All right, I'll keep going
and
here.
I helped.
Mm-hmm. I was imagining 12. Blast 12? Just deflect and kills.
this one goes right through. I need a dexterity save from both of you.
Okay. Oh, shit. I'm going to get some splinters. Nice.
Ooh, 24.
Okay.
8. In my dex, in my really awesome dex save, can I like quickly
nope.
grab her?
No.
Nope.
Okay. There is an explosion as this rockets through the door, hits something inside there, and there's a big explosion as the wall explodes in front of you guys. Can is going to take 16 force
Fuck.
Damage. And
shit, sorry, Ken.
And Woat is now unconscious.
Oh fuck! Oh my god!
My baby boy.
Dab
he drops to the ground. And just
I've abandoned my boy.
And it's just the chamber is just filled with smoke. Now it was a loud rumble.
Whoops!
I'm gonna do something real quick.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna cast Healing Spirit.
Oh, sick.
For Woat.
Okay.
Crew, do not be alarmed by any interior explosions on the ship. That is just the ship resting in this new plane. Carry on.
Is Healing Spirit the one centered upon the point where it gets multiple people?
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's good.
Sick. It's all part of the plan.
I'm sorry, I thought I was controlling it well.
Okay, so...
Hell's bells,
1d6
old service revolver.
To that creature. On the start of its turn, I guess.
I think you roll it.
Oh, I do.
And you're gonna want to roll it because I rolled a 1.
4.
4. Yeah. So Woat is like like leaning up after the healing spirit touches
I'm
him.
I'm so sorry, Woat.
It's okay, it was an accident, I think. You're good at accidentally knocking people unconscious.
Oh my god!
You should challenge a theirs.
Oh my god!
Call back.
Jesus Christ. That's like the wrong answer of the game. You don't know Jack. How did that manage to happen? Oh my god.
Did you heal yourself as well, or just Woat?
Oh, I want to get a little bit of that action too.
All right, so now once the smoke and debris clears, there's a hole in this wall.
Okay, how big?
It's probably 5 foot tall, 3 feet wide.
Oh, okay, that's pretty good.
I think the healing spirit is once per round for a whole minute, so it'd be like
yeah.
six.
Yeah, eventually you would get mm-hmm. fully healed at you guys' current level.
Sick.
Unless V starts blasting again.
So, Nez... You guys arrive in a room. It looks like a storage room of some kind. There's a lot of crates and stuff in there.
Ark of the Covenant.
Ark of the Covenant. And as you are trying to figure out what's going on, you hear a loud explosion above you.
That must be Fee.
All right there, Niz, now what?
I guess, is there a stairway up to the library?
The armored figure shakes head and just points at the ceiling.
Okay, is the library right above us?
Nods.
Okay, I'm not familiar with the layout, so if we could pick somewhere that we know in the ceiling that doesn't have something heavy above it on the library's floor, we could maybe get through the floor, or to us, the ceiling, and get up into the library from there.
So the armored individual that walks a few paces and then stands in one spot and then looks right up.
All right. Do you want to stand on my shoulder? Or you know what? All these crates. Let's stack these crates and we can get up to the ceiling and get up there.
All right. You guys heard him. Fucking fine. Let's do this.
And they start like slowly stacking crates in one section right around the armored individual.
All right.
And yeah, eventually it gets pretty close to the ceiling.
Okay.
And how have we been getting through like walls and stuff thus far?
Thus far it's been hallways and rooms.
That oh, we actually yeah. haven't had to Not do yet, any yeah. redecorating. Okay.
But you might now.
Yeah.
Snap freeze that shit.
Snap freeze. All right. Let's give it a shot.
All right. I'm going to climb up there, and I'm going to cast Ray of Frost, and I'm going to trace a circle big enough for us to get through, and hopefully...
In my head, I'm just imagining like Cat Burglar like, cutting the glass and then pushing it over.
And try that.
Are we just going to run into each other and then have a little fire and ice pull?
Yes.
Tunnel?
And That'd then George Martin precious. Is never going to finish our story. So yeah, that's what I'm going to try for.
Okay. You're going to climb up there and go ahead and give me Ray of Frost.
All right. To hit or just
you just roll damage.
Oh, man, I wasted a nat 20 on that. Wasted a nat 20 on it. 19 damage.
19 damage?
Holy moly.
Yeah, you blast this shit, the ceiling, and it is like
whoops.
Yeah,
both of us.
Whoops.
We got too much pent up energy or something, I guess.
It's frozen and you can see the all of the wood and metal that it's made of is very weak right now.
Fucking uppercut!
Sure, you can.
Upset, oh, you get it!
Are you gonna physically uppercut it?
No. I'm gonna manhole it. I'm gonna push it up. And
okay, give me an athletics check.
I'm gonna Ninja Turtles this shit.
With an advantage.
Athletics.
Get up there. There you are.
Athletics.
Jesus Christ!
Use your 20!
I have a 20?
You rolled a 20 before you rolled damage.
I call him a lort.
Don't listen to him.
He doesn't know what he's talking.
He's wearing a hat.
Two!
It is not... Well, did you roll with advantage?
No.
Did I not say that?
You did not.
Roll with advantage because you blasted it so well.
Hell yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Sweet mother of God, I rolled the same thing.
No.
It is.
Wow.
You like,
I climb down and would you do the honors? And I talk to the squire in the fucking armor.
The squire in the armor like looks up and then begins climbing the stack of crates and then like kind of leans down and elbows it and it just showers and then sticks their head up through the hole.
Decapitated.
Looks back down.
Fire!
And then points and then jumps up.
Tight. All right. Okay, let's follow.
All right. All of you guys kind of converge in this one spot. Fee, Woat, and Can, you guys enter the library towards a back wall. Nez and the knights and the squire all come up from the ceiling all at the same time, and all of you guys realize at the exact same time that the walls all have eyes growing out of them.
Oh, shit.
Friendly eyes.
Like the hungry eyes.
Hungry eyes. We're in a Burger King.
Ooh. Yeah, not really Burger King, but I am hungry, hungry, me so hungry.
Are they watching us?
All the eyes are like shifting around and moving. It reminds you guys
the hallway
of
in what's yep. his face's house. Okay, sorry.
Ew.
No, it reminds you of the hallway in Shade's house.
Shade's house.
Interesting.
Captain, we have a problem.
Go on.
Remember the hallway in Shade's house with the eyes and all the bad stuff and whatnot?
There's a long pause. Yes.
That seems to be what's going on in the library.
You needn't concern yourself with the eyes. You need concern yourself with the book with the skein on it. Find the book with the skein, leave the room, and then meet me in the cabin.
Aye, aye.
Do we still look for the books on planes?
What?
Do we still look for the books with, like, on planes and stuff?
Look for a book with skein on the binding.
That's it.
That is it.
Okay. I feel like we could have gone to the cantina. But anyway, yeah, can we look for the book?
Well, you guys have a lot of eyes covering every section, including the books.
Oh, shit.
Wait, are these bad? These are bad eyes?
Maybe.
Did we poke them before?
You did.
What happened?
Hey.
Please don't poke.
Blink twice if you know where there is a book covered in skin.
There is no blink whatsoever.
That's fair.
Is this normally like this?
No, it is not at all. I am trying to figure out... And the Glimmer Knight stops talking immediately. And then their head shoots back. His head shoots back.
Oh.
And he stares up. And the same thing happens to the Ash Knight.
Oh.
And the same thing happens to Woat. And they don't move. Their mouths are the only thing moving. And it's like they're trying to talk, but they can't.
Incoming message from the big giant head.
And from the back of the room, eyes start to shift and a form begins to move out of the eyes.
God damn it.
And
God damn
and it. An yes. individual appears seeping out of these eyes. Long limbs. A wraith-like body. You guys are staring at warlock hunters. Ooh. And that's where we're going to end for the night.
Hey, hey!
Man, we went in a warlock hunter den. We worked so hard to get here. Why?
Assholes.
Mm-mm.
You fucking assholes.
No, thank you.
It's like you're hunting.
Do you think they know where the book is?
Can't wait to kill you. I'm going to kill him so good. Squire's okay,
what
though?
A day.
Squire's fine.
Yeah, he'll fuck him up.
Why is he fine?
Why indeed?
Because he looks like Ryan Gosling.
You don't know what he looks like.
In his head, he looks like Ryan Gosling.
Don't take this from me.
You don't even know if it's a he in there. Seth said they, like with intent, I believe.
He's just a big eyeball guy. Just has a little eyeball head and then a little body.
It's a Frankenstein's monster in there.
That'd be cute.
Maybe. Oh, we got
Robert Strong?
Yeah. Exactly. I was going to say, the mountain, right?
Yeah. His, like, fake name. We assume, we know, but we assume.
Right. That's what it is.
Right. That is it for tonight, folks.
Hey.
Now it's time for tonight's MVPC.
The
most valuable player character. I want to know who you think deserves an additional 1d10 of DM inspiration. Now, for those of you around the table and those of you listening, Nez is 1, Gil is 2, Fee is 3, and Can is 4. On the count of 3, I want you guys to hold up the number of fingers corresponding to the person you'd believe deserves to be MVPC. Now I'll give you a moment to decide, and then we will vote. 1, 2, 3, vote! All right, we've got... two votes for Fee, one vote for Gil, and one vote for Can. Gil, why'd you vote for Can?
Being able to utilize Snowball in finding the path was good thinking. Liked it.
Excellent. Fee, why did you vote for Gil?
I didn't like that he led us to the fleshy book, so I almost didn't. That sucked. But I thought it was really good how he handled talking to that elemental dude, because you never know if he's just going to like go full chaos and just immediately insult him. And if that would have happened, that probably would have been bad. So he handled that well, because I think we'll be in Dragonwater quick.
So Gil, for doing the bare minimum of surviving.
He did okay with an interaction. Just it was good. It was an important one. An interaction with the elemental dude.
Oh.
Yeah, that was good, because now we'll have a way back to Dragonwater. That'll be quick. So technically, Gil got us back on path if we don't die from Warlock Hunters.
We got there.
Yeah. That's good.
The Warlock Hunters are not my fault and are totally you guys' fault. So have fun with dealing with that.
I didn't even want to go.
They're like super after you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can will be fine.
Can't help it. That ass is bussing.
Nez, why did you vote for Fee?
Whenever I vote for Fee, it's always because Fee's just doing Fee shit. And that's why I voted for Fee this time as well. Just going fucking full on Super Saiyan and blasting the door and doing friendly fire, and also being willing to sacrifice Crumb. That was fun for me.
Because Crumb is gone.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's quiet.
I like when Crumb suffers. I'm a terrible person.
Can, why did you vote for Fee?
I thought the blasting really took care of business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Business. I like an easy solution.
Business.
Otherwise, it starts to feel like a puzzle, and I don't like that.
Blast the puzzle.
Blast through it.
Fuck this puzzle.
You said there were gears in there, and I was like, oh, no, no.
Are they color-coded? We're blasting it, then.
Simple solution. All right, that means tonight's MVPC is Ophelia Rhymadori.
MVP.
MVP me.
Take your 1d10 and, I don't know,
add
up to...
Stop hurting my friends.
Stop hurting my friends.
Yeah.
Your friends, and they're not mine. also, additionally, Gil, you're going to now receive the benefit of a spell that you can add. I need to add it in there. You can, but I'll tell you the details. Mm. It is silhouette work, and it is basically any point that you see within 100 feet. If there is shadow, you can move from your shadow to it.
Oh,
ooh,
excellent.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And you guys will find out the other benefit next session.
Tight.
All right. Well, that's it for tonight, folks. Thanks for listening. Thanks to Adrian Von Ziegler for that beautiful background music, or at least until we start using Suno.ai for all our background music.
Thomas.
Dreaming on the lawn. I love it. Dreaming on the lawn. If you like what you hear, head over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts and consider leaving us a rating. While you're there, why don't you drop us a review? We'll read any review we receive on the podcast. And hell, if you're already doing that, you may as well head over to patreon.com/d20_syndicate and consider making us warlocks with your patronage. It would be very on brand for this season if you did that. We've got a bunch of cool tiers, including behind the scenes content, bonus content, early access to episodes. Also, we've got a Discord, and it is
free.
It's free. The link is in the episode description. Come hang out with us in our Discord. It's a bunch of wild and zany folks, or mild-mannered and slightly depressed. Either way, you can have access to all that and more by clicking the link in the episode description. And we've also got merch. Sorry, what were you going to say?
It's as free as Tomas on a lawnmower.
As free as Tomas feels when he's on his lawnmower. We've also got merch. The link is in the episode description. See if there's any wearables or shareables you wanna put on your body or somebody else's. That's it for tonight, folks. Thanks for listening. See you in 2 weeks. I am your host and DM, Seth, and this is the D20 Syndicate Podcast, where we go on adventures so you don't have to. Bye.
Asterisk.
No! Bye.
Don't hunt me, bro. Well, they're spam to go, so like I feel like you can
Isn't
easily take
all
those
spam to go. Like well, it comes in a can that's like single serving, right?
Well, you have to cut it into its pieces unless you're eating a brick of ham. Spam.
Tomas just ripping open the can and just.
So I haven't eaten spam.
Sliding
just
it down,
meat sludge right into the gullet.
So I switched to the trumpet for that, but I didn't really learn how to play the trumpet, and I was just kind of like, toot, toot, toot.
Toot and flugen hornin'.
Like, Michaela's killing it over there, and you're just miming like you're not actually playing.
If you sell it with your body language, yeah. They believe it.
Just one hand, no moving fingers, just...
Got that trumpet riz. Yeah. Man.
Milli Vanilli trumpet style.
Tomas was asleep and we made a joke that he was outside on the lawnmower, and then we started building on that and saying that he was going on these adventures while still sleeping on his lawnmower. So there is an app called Suno.ai, and it allows you to basically prompt like ChatGPT or Midjourney, and it will create a song for you. You can even choose the song style. Wow. So I chose...
Is it free?
You can do 5 songs for free, and then you have to sign up. So we put our heads
These
together.
Were the songs that you chose for your free
and
account.
And then I signed up to pay.
It's like, I gotta do it.
We consider this an investment.
The novelty will wear off, but for now it is hot, hot, hot. So Suno.ai allows you to do that. You can even choose the genre of music. So we put our heads together. We decided on 80s power ballad.
Hell yeah.
About Tomas riding his lawnmower on adventures.
It did sound like a mix between Steve Perry and Michael Bolton.
And it's a fucking bop.
And fade.